This is KBOO's The Voice of the Middle East. صوت الشرق الأوسط من إذاعة كيبو وصداي خبر ميونة از راديو KBOO.
طلوا حبابنا طلوا نسيبنا بين ربوعنا خلوا ضحكة سهرات جوال وطلوا حبابنا طلوا بالفيات غنينا وعلى مياض لقينا على أقصى ما حلو من زهد الطير الشال نحن حكايات في بال منا نغمات موال نحن حكايات
صلى صلى
أوب نحن حكايات في بال منا نغمات موال لما النسمات نحلاله بين الغابات بينات لما النسمات نحلاله بين الغابات بينات فلنحبابنا
Welcome to another installment of Voices of the Middle East. This is Gudarz Ekhtedari, your host. Tonight, Thursday, March 9th, I have a special program for kind of the anniversary of occupation of Iraq. It's the third anniversary coming up in within 2 weeks, on March 19th, even less than 2 weeks, it's 10 days from the start of the occupation in Iraq. And for tonight's show, I have two special programs to cover the situation in Iraq as we are seeing them from afar. And also the second part of the show would be in some interviews with Iraqi Americans who are traveling to Iraq and have an insight of what is happening there. But I would like to start with touching on a couple other issues that are very important. And quite honestly, the preparation for another opening another war in the Middle East. As you know, this week, the Board of Governors of International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA, decided to refer the Iranian case to Security Council of United Nations. Unfortunately, the coverage of the news, both by so-called conservative news media as well as the mainstream liberal media, were totally out of reality and out of fairness. The liberal media's, the mainstream ones, such as Air America's and else, they kind of were bowed into the rhetoric of the administration and Israeli push for what is supposed to be the basically the second front in the Middle East, and something that would complete the whole, or at least would give the operation in the Middle East another face. And it is extremely dangerous for the region, for the people in Iran, for Americans, for our soldiers, and for the world. In one word, it is a dangerous situation, and I am extremely surprised and upset that looks like nobody really feels that way, at least the people we are listening to, they are so bogged into a Dubai port purchase or things of that nature that have forgotten that another war is being prepared, and nothing is really being said. The facts are not being touched, are not spoken. And some obviously outspoken new conservatives they are following step by step a line of work that started in for Iraqi regime 9 or 10 years ago, and finally ended up with a out kind of a high scale invasion and occupation, which has everybody now involved for more than 3 years now, and there is no end to it. And at the same time, we are proposing and pushing the world into another one. And the difference this time is that, obviously, because George Bush is now in the second term in office, he's trying to, quite honestly, bring more partners in that criminal war. And of the three countries in Europe, so-called three EU threes, Germany, France, and Great Britain, and to some extent Russia and China, they're all kind of following the line because of their financial dependence on American trade. And at the same time, changes in politics in Europe, especially in Germany, have created a vacuum that, as you know, Gerhard Schröder went, and now there is a conservative government in Germany in power. And so there are totally a shift of kind of following the shepherd in that region. And based on this, one can obviously assume that there wouldn't be any objection or any resistance in what is happening in the United Nations and pretty soon in Security Council and sanctions, and that have over and over shown and proved that it is absolutely baseless. The accusations are not proven, and unfortunately, there is no voice out there to speak to that. And what is being planned, obviously, is again, it starts with its financial harms and sanctions that would really harm the people and not the governments. And we have seen that in all over the places. 10 years of sanction, 11 years of sanctions in Iraq, and embargo in Cuba for 40 years has just brought misery for the people, for the regular people, and nothing has changed the government or what is so-called the oppressors or whatever you want to call it. But the fact of the matter is there are the people who are going to suffer. And if that is kind of coupled with a military operation, then there are devastation and there are murders and there are people who are going to be killed. 500,000 is the estimate of the people who were basically killed for 10 years after 1991 war, after Desert Storm, because of the devastation that the war brought and the embargo and destroying of infrastructure in Iraq, the diseases and all kind of thing that really caused so much suffering of the people in Iraq. And now it's being planned the same way for the next door country of Iran. It's, it's a really sad moment, and I really don't know how to speak to this, and I found myself very isolated in this part of the world, and I'm not hearing from even our activists speaking out and trying to kind of create a sound of resistance and asking questions, and so it's a sad moment. I even wrote a opinion ad for Oregonian last week, which obviously was not published by Oregonian. And so I'm very disappointed. But at the same time, I hope that something changes and some positive energy would come in. Let's listen to just a little piece of music, and then we will switch to our show tonight.
Sombolay, vay, 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 vay,